I experience the same love and the same joy is when I am seeing Krishna face to face. Therefore, I can understand that you are my Lord, my worshipable Krishna. Lord Chaitanya replied, I am most fortunate. And then the Lord took leave of Srila Ishwarapuri. And he went to the various tirthas throughout Gaya to perform shraddha. Throughout the whole day. And he returned in the evening to his place of residence. And he began to cook. And just when he was finishing cooking for himself, at that very moment, Srila Ishwarapuri came to his house. And he said, oh, I have come at the right time. You have just completed cooking prasad. Lord Vishwambar, he said, please, please, Maharaj, come and sit down. Let me feed you. He said, but you have just cooked for yourself? No, no, this is for you. We will divide it. You take half, I will take half. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I will cook again very quickly. But please, it is my request that you let me serve you this prasad. Ishwarapuri sat down. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by hundreds and thousands of millions of goddesses of fortune, who is the Lord of all lords, Ishvara Paramakrishna, he took the role of the most humble servant of his devotee. Because it is the Lord's eternal promise that he will always be the servant of the love of his devotee. It is the most transcendental of all mysterious truths that the Lord is defeated by the love of his devotee. Lord Chaitanya, with great humility and care, with his own loving hand, served prasad to his devotee Ishwarapuri. To show two things, internally and externally. Externally, he wanted to show how the disciple should always be the menial servant of the spiritual master. But internally, he wanted to show how the Supreme Lord, Jagat Guru, Jagat Pate, the master of all the universe, takes his greatest pleasure in menially, humbly serving those devotees who have surrendered their lives in love to him. While he was serving, the goddess Lakshmi secretly came and cooked in the kitchen for Lord Chaitanya. After serving this meal of prasad, the Lord gave Ishwarapuri a beautiful garland and decorated his limbs with sandalwood and worshipped him with great devotion. On another day in a secluded place, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached Srila Ishwarapuri and begged him, please be merciful and give me initiation. Ishwarapuri replied, you are asking me for initiation? I will surrender my life to you. And on that day, Ishwarapuri gave formal diksha to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the Madhva Gaudiya or into the Madhva Brahma Sampradaya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation from Ishwarapuri just to show the world that if one wants to perfect his life in devotional service, one must accept initiation from a proper spiritual master in a bona fide sampradaya. There are four authorized sampradayas, the Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya and Kumar Sampradaya. Not only did he teach that you must accept initiation from a spiritual master, but you must approach the spiritual master in a mood to inquire submissively and render service. Making the order of the spiritual master one's life and soul. The Lord Himself demonstrated this example to reveal the highest, most important truth to all living beings who aspire to be released from this ocean of birth and death. Lord Chaitanya, he went to Kumarahatta shortly after this, which is the birthplace of Srila Ishwarapuri. And when he came, he fell to the ground with tears of love and began to worship that land, that this is Kumarahatta. This is the holiest place because this is the place where my guru Ishwarapuri took birth. And throughout his stay in Kumarahatta, with a choked voice of love and appreciation for his spiritual master, all he could do is constantly repeat, Ishwarapuri, Ishwarapuri. And he took dirt from the ground, and he wrapped it in a cloth and kept it with him always. And every day he ate a portion of that dirt. And he would weep, and he would cry, and he would speak about that dirt, that this earth is my true wealth. It is my treasure. It is my very life. Because this is the dirt of the birthplace of my spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya explained to Prakashananda Saraswati how my spiritual master told me, do not read Vedanta because you are a fool. You will never understand. You just chant the holy names of Krishna. And I began to chant the holy names of Krishna. And then ecstatic symptoms started coming. And I went to my guru and said, I'm going mad. What is this mantra doing to me? And my guru Maharaj said, oh, this is very good. You have achieved the goal of life, love of Krishna. This is the result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now you go out and you spread the glories of this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to the whole world. Inundate everyone in the ocean of bliss that is manifested through the loud chanting of the holy name. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not openly preach the Harinam Sankirtan movement until he was given the blessing and instruction of his spiritual master. Similarly, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he traveled at the age of 12, he left his home at Eka Chakra, and he traveled for 20 years to all the holy places of pilgrimage, and he never preached to anyone. Because he did not want to preach until his guru, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gave him the order to preach. And similarly, Lord Chaitanya did not openly begin his Sankirtan movement until his guru ordered him, spread the glories of the holy name. Just to show us the humility, the respect of a true devotee, and how a devotee is always seeking the blessings of his spiritual master. After chanting the mantra that was given to him by Ishwarapuri, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell into such a deep ecstasy of love and separation for Krishna that he was constantly crying out, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is the beloved Lord of my heart? And his students had never seen him like this. They did not know what to do. So one night, just toward the end of the night, without saying anything to anyone, he escaped. And he started running toward Vrindavan, crying out, Mathura, Mathura, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Krishna, Krishna, where is Krishna? Where is Vrindavan? Where is Mathura? And as he was running toward Vrindavan, in the ecstasy of divine separation, a transcendental voice was heard by him from the sky. It was the demigods. They spoke, O Nimai, Lord Vishwambhar, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have descended to this world as the Yuga Avatar to inaugurate the means by which everyone can be delivered through the transcendental sound vibration of the chanting of the holy names. You have come to inundate the whole world and the whole universe with Harinam Sankirtan. You should not go to Vrindavan now. After some time, you will go to Vrindavan. At this time, you should return to your home in Navadvip and begin the Sankirtan movement. We are your servants. We have just come to remind you of your mission. And the Lord, upon hearing this, became very happy. And he returned to Gaya. And there he asked permission and leave from his Guru Maharaj, Ishwarapuri. And he returned to Srinavadvip Dham. But when he returned, no one had ever seen him like this. He was so humble. He was constantly, constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Thus ends the Adi Lila of Lord Chaitanya's transcendental pastimes. This evening we will begin the narration of the Lord's Madhya Lila, of how he begins the wonderful preaching of Harinam Sankirtan and manifests his eternal ecstatic love of Krishna to purify the hearts of all living beings. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Gaur Premanandi. We should end with kirtan. Radha Gopinath Prabhu, you lead, please.
Gauranga polite habe Kulakasari Hari Hari polite Nayane babe Kabenitai chan karuna hoibe samsara vasane mora kabe tuchahabe Vishaya chadiya kabe Sutahabe mana Kabe আমাক এৰিব শ্ৰী বৃন্দাবন পদে হইবে আকুতি কবে হাম বুঝাব সে যুগান্ধা পিড়ি রাগুনাথ পাদে রাহু মোর আস প্রার্থনা কর গে সদা নারথাম কাসারি হরি হরি বলিতে নায়নে বাবেনি করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনে মোরা কবে ছুটাবে আচ্ছা দিয়া খাবে সুতা খাবে মানা খাবে আমেরিব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন আচ্ছা দিয়া খাবে সুতা খাবে মানা খাবে আমা হেরিব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন পাদে চাইবে আকুতি কবে আম বুঝাব সে যুগান্ত ফিরিতি রাগুনা পাদে রহমরা আসা প্রার্থনা করো এ সদা নার থামদা হরি বলিতে নয়নে বাবে গৌরাঙ্গা বলিতে হবে ফুলতা সারি হরি হরি বলিতে নয়নে বাবে হরিব রূপা রাগুনাথ পাদে হইবে আকুতি কবে আম বোঝাব সে যুগলা পিরিধি গৌরাঙ্গা বলিতে হবে ফুলতা সারি হরি হরি বলিতে নয়নে বাবে হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি 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 রাম 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 হরি হরি মিঠায় গৌর হরি বল